I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 13th. Firefighters in Quincy battled a blaze that ripped through a large home yesterday afternoon, displacing a family of eight. Firefighters had to step back from the burning home and take a defensive approach when the fire shot up into the attic and then through the roof. Firefighters could be seen dousing the multi-story home at 301 Belmont Street in Wollaston. Just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon, continuous plumes of smoke filled the neighborhood as residents were asked to avoid the area. When the smoke finally settled and the flames were out, the extent of the devastation was clear to the family of eight, some of them young children, who saw the loss and they got home from school. Chief Joe Jackson says the fire appears to have started on a back porch between the front of the home and a garage, but fire investigators still haven't determined a cause. Jackson said this is the same house that was hit by lightning about a decade ago and in the process of being repaired from damage caused by that. An addition was also added to the back of the home, which was built in 1880. There were no serious injuries reported. A driver was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries after crashing into a tree in Milton last night. Investigators didn't say what they suspect led to the crash on Blue Hills Parkway near Pope's Pond just before 7 p.m. A 39-year-old man from Dorchester had been driving the SUV when it hit a tree along the road. He was taken to Milton Hospital. The incident remains under investigation. Five people, including a former Norfolk County corrections officer, two inmates at the Dedham facility, and two women, are all facing criminal charges in connection with a conspiracy to smuggle drugs into the jail, according to the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Saugus native Jean Gerand, a probationary corrections officer who was hired this past April after undergoing a significant criminal background check, screenings, testings, and extensive training, was fired on August 2nd after admitting to providing Suboxone to two murder suspects housed at the facility just days earlier, according to Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott during a news conference yesterday. McDermott said his office launched an investigation into the 40-year-old Gerand on August 1st, after receiving intelligence of the alleged illegal activity. Investigators found 238 strips of Suboxone hidden in two containers taken from the cells of the inmates. Those strips have a value of about $47,000 in a correctional setting. McDermott says investigators determined five people were involved in the alleged drug conspiracy after conducting interviews and a review of surveillance video and phone calls. The sheriff's office filed criminal complaints in Dedham District Court in late August against Gerand, inmates Dante Clark and Cornell Bell of Quincy, and two women known to the men, Avelina Faustin and Amaya Rogers. They all face charges of drug conspiracy, delivering drugs to a correctional institution, and possession of Class B drugs with intent to distribute. Clark and Bell are being held in connection with an investigation into a murder in Quincy in 2022, where a man was shot at the Elevation Apartments. Gerand told investigators he initially declined to help, but changed his mind when he was told by Clark that he would be paid $5,000. He also allegedly told them that he was not coerced to help the offenders and was unsure why they recruited him. McDermott says Rogers handed Gerand a Wendy's bag filled with Suboxone strips on the night of July 29th. Gerand then allegedly concealed the drugs between some trash bags and brought them to Clark inside the jail. Investigation also revealed that Boston had gained access to the narcotics at the direction of Clark and Bell, and that Faustin had given them to Rogers for drop-off. All five suspects have been summoned to appear in Dedham District Court next month. Reminder, the MPTA's red line is closed between JFK, UMass, and Braintree through September 29th to allow for improvements to 18 miles of track that officials say will reduce round-trip travel times on that stretch by 27 minutes. free buses are replacing the trains, and fare free commuter rail service is also available, but buses will be replacing the commuter rail again this weekend. Paving operations will take place this week along East Howard Street, Winter Street, Des Moines Road, and Cleverly Court in Quincy Point. The project is creating some temporary parking restrictions and roadway and pedestrian detours, but the work's expected to be completed by tomorrow. A blood drive to benefit Dana-Farber Cancer Institute at Brigham and Women's Hospital will be held today from 9:30 to 4 at the Kennedy Center in Quincy. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will be available, and all donors will receive a $10 gas card. You can call 617-632-3206 to make an appointment. The Holbrook Public Library Fund's second annual mini-golf fundraiser is being held today from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Holbrook Public Library. Funds will go toward building improvements. Participants will enjoy a free round of mini-golf, and food trucks will be available. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's next Saturdays in the Park free concerts will be held tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m., featuring Matt Rich and the Rudder Kings. Each event also includes food and beverages available for purchase. Visit WollastonHill.com for more information. The Housneck Congregational Church will sponsor a bake sale at the Chowda Fest tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Public Landing on Bayview Avenue to benefit the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Program in the Quincy Public Schools. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater will host a free screening of the animated movie The Boy and the Heron Saturday night at 7 p.m. Visit friendsofrga.org for more information. Quincy Christmas Festival Committee accepting nominations in the theme contest for this year's parade. Entries must be received by October 4th. The winner will receive a gift and an invitation to ride in the parade. The 71st annual parade will be held Sunday, December 1st. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 235 points. The NASDAQ rose 174, and the S&P added 41. Asian stocks are mixed today. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to the Yankees in New York last night, 2-1 in 10 innings. Series continues tonight at 7:05. And the Patriots' home opener at Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Seattle Seahawks. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny at a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 56. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82. Sunday, sunny at a high of 80. Sunny, 84 for Monday. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, becomes southeast later today. High tide, 7:50 p.m. Sunrise, 6:22, sets at 6:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 13th.